This is GQDN for Monday, September 16th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Really, really good stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, could there be a curse? Could there be some record sales? And could there be some anti-cheat measures? But we begin today with not quite an announcement. So we're going to Rumorville just for a little bit, because both PlayStation Universe and PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Sony is now working on PlayStation 6. Why? Because they have a new contract with AMD. Now, they have been working with Intel for the hardware for the former PlayStations. I'm not exactly sure how far back that went, but we can assume that it was for PlayStation 5, 4, and quite possibly 3. Now, this contract with AMD was being negotiated in 2022. And right now, according to both sites, Sony is working on backwards compatibility. And what PlayStationLifestyle.net said, that was reported by Reuters. I'm sorry, by Reuters. I can't pronounce that right. But that was a contract bid, which Intel did lose. And Reuters, that's more the pronunciation, did say the loss of the contract did deal a big time blow to Intel. And they got a quote from Intel. So here it is. Quote, "We strongly disagree with the characterization, but are not going to comment about any current potential customer conversations. We have very healthy customer pipeline across both of our product and foundry business, and we are squarely focused on innovating to meet their needs." End quote. Intel lost the bid war. But how will that affect GTA 6. Well, both IGN and once again PlayStation Universe did say that Rockstar, or one of the former Rockstar directors, Obi Fermi, was doing some talking, and they said that everything that was said about the release dates moving around for GTA 6 was just all speculation. So here's what he said about that. And he was talking about GTA 4 and how they provided that announced date. Quote, "The decision to delay GTA 4 was made 4 months or so before the original release date. Any further, and it's hard to make the call. Rockstar is probably not in a position to determine whether they will hit 2025 until May-ish. He then went to talk about how GTA 6 will sell on the market. For the quote, "GTA 6 will sell for 10 years and there is no competition to worry about. They're not going to release the game until they're 100% happy about it, no matter what it said in the trailer." Well, that's what he said up on Twitter. Anyway, now, the game at this very time is set to release next fall, but that is still a year away. So we shall see. And that'll be for all the consoles. Now, .esports said that a Bungie lawyer was praising Sony. Now, earlier this month, Sony did announce some changes that will affect Destiny 2. And Bungie's former lawyer, Don McGon, sorry if I butchered the name, did make a LinkedIn post about all of that on Saturday, because he was praising Sony's decisions and how they were managing Bungie. And he also said that the company made some, quote, "good disciplinary decisions with Bungie," end quote, along with the company's future. And I said the changes could force the company so that they should focus on some player acquisition instead of making some decisions that are catered to fans. So here's what he wrote, quote, "Much though it pains me to say this, it appears that Sony's inflicting some discipline on my former colleagues. I'm talking about forcing them to get their heads out of their A word and focus on things like implementing the method of new player acquisition, not just doing fan service for the fans in the Bungie C-suit, end quote. Now we go from punishment to someone who's going to be punished. I know typically I'll put some of this like at the end of the show, but it just kind of felt like it should go here. Because the Italian police, via Eurogamer, did arrest a counterfeit retro game ring. And this trafficking ring made some games and consoles themselves and made about $55.5 million. Now the pirated material went up to 12,000 counterfeit Sega, Nintendo, and Atari games and the consoles that had 47 million fake versions of retro games like Star Wars, Street Fighter, and Mario. Now that was brought to us all by the BBC, where the Turin police did confirm that the devices were using some non-certified electronics and batteries that did not meet the EU standards, and they were being sold online at the specialty shops. Now all the goods have been destroyed. If they're found guilty, the defendants will face up to 8 years in prison. So we shall see what happens with that. Now we go on to some more security issues, because once again, to Eurogamer, Valve is working on the Deadlock anti-cheat measure, but it's not done yet. So Deadlock is a game, and Valve is working on the anti-cheat measure for the game. And the development team for the game did say that they're working on some cheating measures, which is a high priority in the long term. And that's a group of people that's working on some anti-cheats. So right now, there have been some complaints from players on Reddit. Somebody said that there were 3 cheaters in a row. So the moderation team did provide a quote. If you think someone is cheating in the game, please report it in the reports channel of the official Deadlock Discord by Valve, end quote. But further quote, you can get the invite for it in the game's main menu. Cheat reports are quickly manually being worked on while an anti-cheat is still being developed, end quote. Right now, Deadlock does have a peak of concurrent players at 171,000 people when it was announced at the end of last month, but there's still no release date for the game, and you can only play it via an invite. Now, PC Gamer said that one of the Final Fantasy 16 producers, Naoki Yoshida, was talking to the modders, because apparently the modders were going crazy with some offensive and inappropriate shenanigans since the game went to PC. So Yoshida went over to PC Gamer and was doing some talking about this. Quote, if we said it'd be great if someone made XYZ, it might come across as a request, so I'll avoid mentioning any specifics here. The only thing I will say is that we definitely don't want to say anything offensive or inappropriate, so please don't make or install anything like that. And what were they talking about, really? Well, it's some of the mods. And the mods were changing the characters back in Final Fantasy VII Remake when it went to PC. And what he's afraid of is that Final Fantasy 16 could have the same effect. So, mods will still be mods. But that's okay. Because curses are still curses. IGN, sorry Golvin, said that, this is sports ball. The San Francisco 49ers Christian McCaffrey got hurt and has been ruled out for 4 games because now he's on the injured reserve list because of calf tightness and Achilles tendonitis 1 month after. And he was on the cover of the EA Sports Madden NFL 25. And McCaffrey is out with injury. So yeah, the curse is still there. Anyway, let's get to some good news, shall we? Because Dot Esports said that Black Ops 6 beta, Call of Duty, is now the most played console title. And Black Ops 6 is a month away from being released. But there's more people in the beta than what is in almost any platform. PlayStation 5, number 1's Call of Duty, HQ, then Fortnite, then Grand Theft Auto 5 Remastered. Xbox, all the platforms of Xbox, Call of Duty HQ, Fortnite, then Roblox. That's the top three. Now, on Steam, Call of Duty HQ is number 4, Space Marine 2 is number 3, Counter-Strike 2 is number 2, and Deadlock is number 1. So Black Ops 6 is really rocking. Polygon said that Diablo 4's item shop was also rocking too, because the item shop has made over 150 million microtransactions from the in-game store, and Diablo 4 has made $1 billion in revenue. So yep, they're making money. But we started with PlayStation, we're going to end that way, because according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, PlayStation Plus will bring back a horror game, The Evil Within. Right now, The Evil Within is at 75% off on the PlayStation Store, so it costs about $5. And that'll be until September 26th, so about another 10 days. So, if you want a horror game, just in time for Halloween, there you go. But at least the game has gone gold and has not been released yet. Dragon Quest III HD 2D has gone gold. While Square Enix did complete the development of the game, they shared the picture on Twitter along with a quote. Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake has gone gold. Time for a snap of Yuji Horii and Father Dragon Quest and Masaki Hayasaka, producer of Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake, to commemorate at the moment. Just 2 months until the worldwide release on Nintendo, which will be on nearly all the things, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 5, Xbox and PC, on November 14th. Who else is hyped? That's what they said on Twitter. But you know I'm hyped about it. We'll have more gaming news tomorrow. Hope you're ready. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.